Hello, this is Kathy Hart, host of the Health First Radio Show. We have some great guests lined up for you today. In the first half, we have Dr. Jacob Tietelbaum, and he'll be speaking about pain's secret message. In the second half, we have Dr. Fiona McCullough, and she's going to be speaking to us about polycystic ovarian syndrome. But first, we have Alan with the health news.
The first prescription of an antibiotic that the average U.S. adult with pneumonia receives is now ineffective in about a quarter of cases, a new study finds. In these cases, more or different antibiotics were needed, or the patient's condition worsened to require ER admission or hospitalization within a month of the antibiotics being taken, the research team said. The results are concerning because pneumonia is the leading cause of death from infectious disease in the United States, said lead researcher Dr. James McAnell, an infectious disease specialist at LA Biomed, a California-based research foundation. The study was scheduled to be presented recently at the Thoracic Society's annual meeting in Washington, D.C. Colon cancer guidelines now recommend a colonoscopy every 10 years, beginning at age 50, for people at average risk for the disease. But a new study finds that older black Americans are far more likely than whites to develop colon cancer in the decade-long gap between these screenings. Some of this may be due to where black patients received their colonoscopy, the researchers said. Blacks and other minorities more frequently receive colonoscopies from physicians with lower colon polyp detection rates, suggesting there is lower quality of care, said study lead author Stacy Fedewa, a researcher with the American Cancer Society. Speaking in a Society news release, she said the findings are consistent with previous reports that blacks were more likely to receive health care from physicians in lower resource settings. The study was published May 22nd in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Long-term use of muscle-building anabolic steroids may take a toll on the heart, researchers say. Bodybuilders who take these drugs to bulk up should take note. Prolonged use of anabolic steroids makes it harder for the heart to function properly. Steroids might also contribute to artery clogging, studies findings showed. It is critical that clinicians become aware of the long-term risks of anabolic steroid use on the heart, said Dr. Harrison Pope Jr., a professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and co-lead author of the study. For the new study, Pope and his colleagues tracked 140 male weightlifters. 86 had used anabolic steroids and 54 hadn't. Of the steroid users, 28 had discontinued them before the evaluations. The study was published May 22nd in the journal Circulation. As great as smartphones are, you can get too attached to the gadgets. According to experts at the Cleveland Clinic's Center for Behavioral Health, cell phone overuse can be just like any other kind of addiction. And here are two warning signs. Your smartphone is interfering with your life, and you get withdrawal symptoms when you try cutting back. Ask yourself these questions to check on the health of your relationship with your phone. Is using your smartphone getting in the way of work or making it hard to concentrate on tasks? Do you think about your smartphone even when you're not using it? Do you feel impatient and irritable if you're not holding it? Do you check your phone constantly and for longer than you intended? Do family members say you use it too much? If your smartphone use is in the danger zone, take steps to cut back, including trying to set aside a few hours of no phone time every day.
Jacob Tietelbaum is a medical doctor, an author, a researcher, a teacher, and we are glad to have you back on the show. Welcome, Jacob.
Kathy, a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about pain's secret message. Should we be grateful for that message?
Absolutely. It's a funny thing. You know, you don't think about it. You want the pain just to go away. And we're going to teach you today how to do that effectively. But it's important to realize, Kathy, that pain is not an outside invader like an infection or something like that. Pain is actually part of, it's like the oil light on our car's dashboard. It's part of our body's monitoring system, telling us that something needs attention. And, you know, in medicine, if you have a pain, if the oil light goes off, we put a Band-Aid over it. And that doesn't work very well. A recent study showed that 30,000 to 50,000 people a year die from arthritis medications, for example. And then we try to cut the light out. But if we just put oil in the car, the oil light goes out. So medicine, it's just funny. 98% of my training in medical school and my residency was how to handle people who are on the edge of death. It's for life-threatening emergency, and medicine shines for that. But when it comes for treating illnesses like pain, doctors simply aren't trained. So we're going to teach the listener today how you can get yourself pain-free. And again, it's not hard to do.
Wonderful. How common is pain?
Well, It's getting more and more common. About 15 years ago, we had about 1 out of 4 Americans suffering with pain. Now that number is up to 1 in 3.
This is chronic everyday pain that they live with 24/7?
No, this is pain that has been significant in the last 3 months.
Okay. And tell me about the regular allopathic way of dealing with pain, the medications for bringing down the pain level. How is that a good way to go? What happens there?
Well, what I'd like people to understand, Kathy, is that medicine just uses the hammer and the toolkit. It doesn't realize it's a whole toolkit. You have biochemistry, which would be medications and herbs. You've got structural things like surgery and chiropractic. You've got biophysics, you've got mind-body issues. Medicine just uses one big hammer, which is medications such as NSAIDs or arthritis medicines like ibuprofen. A recent study of almost 500,000 people showed that that group of medications unnecessarily kills 30,000 to 50,000 people in the U.S. Alone each year, and God knows how many in Canada. And the funny thing is that if you use a different tool in the toolkit in the biochemistry, such as herbals, the head-on studies, repeated head-on studies show that the herbals are more effective than the pain medications for arthritis, and instead of side effects, cause side benefits. So it's good to know the whole toolkit and what tool to use mm-hmm. for any given problem.
And if we're taking medications to just turn off that warning light, nothing's being done about the source of the pain.
Right. So what? Just like if you put a Band-Aid over the oil light, your motor burns out.
Right.
And if you just cover up the problem, we see about, you know, the enzyme that's blocked called COX, the cyclooxygenase, is critical for heart function, blood vessels, and for protecting the stomach from digesting itself. So we'll see about 16,000 bleeding ulcer deaths a year from these medications. We'll see about 30,000 heart attack deaths a year, a 40% increase.
Wow.
And it's just, it's sad. You know, it's funny. Did you hear about the study in the media? If there is a study of terrorists killing 30,000 people, we'd hear about it. But it's funny. This study, massive, major meta-analysis in the British Medical Journal, it went by without a peep.
Wow. So what are some alternatives that we can look at for our pain? What are some of the natural alternatives?
So here's the thing. If you take a look, as I mentioned, using the whole toolkit, biochemistry, uh-huh. the medications, which aren't bad. There are many good medications that can be very helpful. Herbals, though, can be even more effective here. So I like a curcumin boswellia mix called Curamin, which was shown in two double-blind head-on studies to be more effective than Celebrex for arthritis. Topical comfrey just rubbed over the joints can be very, very helpful. And why don't you take a look at each kind of pain? You know, what to be helpful, Kathy, is you know, if our oil light goes out, we can look at the owner's manual for a car and see what we need to do. And each different kind of pain is like a different warning light on our dashboard. So should we tell listeners, we're going to give you the owner's manual today, and we'll tell them what each kind of pain is telling you your body wants.
Okay. If I were on prescription medication for pain, is it okay to use things like curcumin or boswellia?
Yes, these are synergistic. They work very well
together.
So
they can come alongside and do some repair work.
Yes. And the herbals take about, although you'll see quick effect within a half hour, it takes 6 weeks to see the whole effect because they're rebuilding systems. And just like building a house can take longer than tearing a house down, medications tend to poison systems instead of rebalancing and rebuilding. So what I tell people is add the herbals to what your doctor is giving you. And then 6 weeks from now, when your pain is gone, go in and tell the doctor, "Doc, you're a genius. My pain went away. Can I stop the medication?" Don't even talk about the herbal because they'll just roll their eyes on you. It's not their religion.
Yeah. So is pain the enemy? Should we look at pain as the enemy?
God knows. Your oil light the enemy?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's annoying when it flashes. But, you know, you put oil in and it goes out. Pain. I've treated thousands of people with severe chronic pain, the ones who've been failed by standard medical pain centers over the decades. I can count on my fingers and toes the number I've not been able to get adequate and good solid pain relief, and most often the pain goes away. It's just, it's not a problem with not being able to treat pain. Pain is easy to treat. The problem is lack of education on the part of physicians. So for the listeners, for a simple tool you can use, you don't have an owner's manual for your body, so I'm going to give you one. There's a phone app. It's a free app. There's a $2 upgrade. It's called Cures A to Z. C-U-R-E-S, capital A, dash C. You can get it for your iPhone, your Android. You look up each kind of pain or anything from acne to zoster, and it's going to say, very short and sweet, here's what's going on, and here's the best mix of natural prescription treatments to help the pain go away. So looking at arthritis again, we talked about the curcumin, comfrey, glucosamine sulfate, as effective as the medications in head-on studies. But studies show that during the study period, people taking glucosamine were 17% less likely to die than those not taking it. So it actually was life protective. These things have side benefits.
Why is that?
Well, we don't know for the glucosamine. We know why it is for the curcumin, because it decreases the inflammation that triggers heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
It rebalances those systems. Curcumin has been associated, it's being studied now in dozens of studies for cancer, because in at least the test tube phases, they're as effective for cancer as the chemotherapy.
Wow. Now, you mentioned comfrey as well. Isn't there some contraindications with comfrey?
That's why it's important to use the right form. Comfrey has several components, and one of them is unhealthy. There's a form called Trauma Plant. It's a cream. You don't want to take comfrey by mouth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the Trauma Plant cream has the unhealthy components removed. So, therefore, because you can take out what your body doesn't want and simply leave in the herbal the things that it does want.
Mm-hmm.
So arthritis is very straightforward to treat. And then the app will talk about how to do range of motion after you put heat on the joint for 10, 15 minutes. Then you stretch it. You gently stretch the joint back to get its full range of motion.
So heat is beneficial for an arthritic joint?
Absolutely, because a lot of the arthritis pain is associated with tight muscles around the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we don't stretch it as much and we lose the range of motion. But when you put the heat on it, you'll find it's much easier to stretch the muscle. For example, if it's a knee joint, just rest your heel up on the top of a table that you're sitting in front of, just right at hip level, and then just gently push down on the knee. So the leg straightens out and you get your full range of motion back. Or you can do the same with your fingers. You wrap a heating pad around it or any kind of heat, and then after about 10, 15 minutes, you use your other hand to just very, very gently baby each finger back to its full range of motion. And when you do that, after you've stretched it, you now get to keep that increased range of motion.
So with arthritis, you heat up the joint, and then after the joint's warmed up, you do the stretching when the joint is warm.
Yes, just put a heating pad or hot compress, any kind of comfortable heat that you like over top of that area, and you'll find that you can gently stretch it further. And even if you get a half an inch increased range of motion each time, that makes a major difference in function and decreases the pain.
That's wonderful. You know, we're just about ready to go to our break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about pain for migraines, nerve pain, muscle pain, and fibromyalgia. So just stay tuned and we'll be right back.